Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. We all have moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, times when we need direction and protection. The psalmist David experienced these feelings, yet he also knew the one who could lead him through life's dark valleys. David knew that as our good shepherd, God wants to provide for us every single day. Today, Joyce takes a deeper look at David's Psalm 23, breaking it down verse by verse, revealing the freedom we can have when we follow God's leading. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Do you know how awful it is to always know, have this nagging feeling that you're not doing what you should be doing, but you just keep doing what you shouldn't be doing anyway? I mean, it just sucks the life right out of you. It is wonderful to just know that you're doing the right thing. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are a good example of somebody who did the right thing, and it looked like it just turned out sour. I mean, they decided that they would rather go into a burning fiery furnace than to bow down to a wicked, ungodly king. And so they made the right choice. They went into the furnace, and their reward was the king turned the furnace up 7 times hotter. But guess what? If you go and read in the book of Daniel, it's such an amazing story if you're not familiar with it. When the king looked in the furnace and saw the fire and saw the flames, he said, wait a minute, 3 men went in the furnace and I see a 4th man in there. And I love this part. They went in bound and they came out loosed. Sometimes it's in the furnace that your greatest bondages are broken off of your life. And so, I mean, it's in those times when I lost all my friends and nobody wanted anything to do with me that I got to really know God. And I love the fact that the Bible says when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. And yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Just because I'm doing the right thing doesn't mean that I'm not going to go through difficulty. And it's not something I need to whine about. It's not something I need to get confused about. It's not something I need to remind God how good I am and now I don't understand why this is happening to me. Why me? Why me? Why me? Well, why not me? You know, I mean, there's all kinds of people going through lots of different things. And if I trust God, I can trust him in the valleys as well as I can on the mountaintops. And I can trust that God's got something good for me, even if it takes place in the furnace. Joseph made the right decision when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. He said no to maintain his moral standard. Boy, I wish we had more of that today. You don't want me to go there, do you? Wow. And he said, no, I'm not going to get sexually involved with you. Why? Because he knew it wasn't right. He did it to honor God. Period, end of the conversation. So she lied about him, said that he tried to attack her. Potiphar believed her. And Joseph went to prison for 13 years for something that he didn't do. He did the right thing and spent 13 years in prison, but those years in prison was when God forged him into a man that he could use, and he went from the pit to the palace and ended up being the number 2 ruler in all of the land. Daniel in the lion's den. So many great stories. Daniel was a man of integrity, and the other leaders and people in high positions hated him because he had favor with the king. And you know, even a wicked king will like you if you're a person of integrity. And so they knew that the only way that they would ever trip Daniel up and get him in trouble with the king is if they could make some kind of a law involving his godly commitment that they knew that he wouldn't break because he would honor God. So they got the king to make this rule that for 30 days, anybody who asked any man or any other god or king or ruler for anything other than that king, that they would be cast into the lion's den. Well, Daniel had a habit of praying three times a day with his window open, and he continued to pray three times a day with his window open. I love that the Bible says with his window open. He didn't even say, well, I'm going to keep praying, but I'll do it quietly so I don't get caught. And sure enough, he got put in the lion's den. And the king was more bothered about it than he was. And the king stayed awake all night. You know, when you do the wrong thing, you can't sleep. There's no biblical proof that Daniel slept all night in the lion's den, but I've seen pictures of him laying down and having a nap while he's in there with all the lions all around him. And when the king looked in the next morning and saw that he was still alive, he was all excited. Oh, your God has come and saved you. And he said, my God came and shut the lion's mouth and delivered me. So here's the thing. You do the right thing, you get punished for it, but God will come and shut the lion's mouth. He will come and deliver you. I don't know where you're at in your life right now or what kind of decisions you're facing, what kind of moral decisions you're facing, what kind of decisions you're making about compromises you may have to make to keep your job, to keep your friends, what kind of things that you may be dealing with. I don't know what you've been going through and how much you may be tempted to quit and give up on God, but I'm just telling you right now, just because you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death, you need not fear, because God is with you, and it may take a while for you to get the right result, but there is no way that God will not come through and deliver you at the right time if you don't give up and quit. Amen, 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 amen. You know, we have lots of employees, lots of wonderful people, but I had a really pleasant experience with a young man that's only been working for us about 6 months, a couple of weeks ago. I had purchased a couple of glasses, and he was helping me take some things in my home, and he accidentally dropped the bag that had the glasses in it, and it didn't break them and shatter them. It just chipped to the bottom of one of the glasses, and I said, don't worry about it, it's not a big problem. And next day, somebody else brings two of those exact same glasses, new, and said, so-and-so went back to the restaurant and bought these. So I text him, and I said, you didn't have to do that. It was not a problem. That, you know, I appreciate it, but you didn't have to do that. And I love what he said. He said, I appreciate your text, but I did it simply because I knew it was the right thing to do. Now, you know what? I knew right then, I mean, I already kind of knew it, but I knew right then we got a guy with character. And he didn't do it because he thought I was going to be mad if he didn't. He didn't do it because I told him to. And really, I mean, I can still use the other two glasses because there's just a little chip on the bottom of it, so I ended up with four glasses instead of two. But here's the point. Even if it wasn't something he really needed to do, he felt that it was right to do. And so I love what he said. I just knew it was the right thing. It was the right thing for him to do. And if we will do what we know is right, there is no limit to what God can do in our life. Come on. You know, when you have an argument with somebody and you're mad and they're never the ones that want to come and make things right, they're never the ones that want to apologize, and you know God's telling you, just make it right, and your flesh is thinking, not again. You know what? You're much better off to just do the thing that God wants you to do and stay in peace. Go ahead and sleep in the lion's den, and God will shut the mouth of the lion, and you'll be delivered. Are we going to do things the right way because they're right? Or are we going to do them our way? You know, we get comfortable with our ways, and even though they destroy us, we hesitate to let them go. Sometimes the thing that feels right is not right, and the thing that's the most uncomfortable is the right way to do things. Now, you all know that Dave plays golf. I talk about Dave playing golf all the time. But the thing you don't know is that I used to be a pretty good golfer myself. And actually, Dave and I used to play in golf tournaments. What do you think of that? And so, I mean, I wasn't just like, you know, all that amazing, but I was pretty good. And Dave taught me how to play golf, and I thought when he started teaching me how to play golf that the man was insane. Because to be able to get your body to do what it needs to do to swing this thing right, nothing feels right about it. And he would get me in the position. I'd say, well, this feels stupid. I told him one time, I said, you'd have to be triple jointed to be able to, there's no way that all these different things can go in a different direction. Because see, you kind of, one arm's got to be straight. This one has got to be a little bit, you know, relaxed. You got to wrap one finger around other fingers, and you got to squeeze, but not too tight. And then you got to get in this position. I haven't done this for years and years. And so then while you hold your hips still, your shoulders have to rotate around your hips, and then you got to bring through with your hips, and you hit the ball and goes. But see, that doesn't feel right. Just because something doesn't feel right doesn't mean that it's not right. We have to stop living by our feelings and go back to what our heart says. Did I do that okay, or am I going to get a golf lesson? What? Don't hit my podium back there. Okay, thank you. Dave's always helping me with little things in my life. I just so appreciate it. He fixes my hair for me in the back almost every day. That's only because I've got a cowlick back there now, since I have some gray at the roots that you will never see. And so now it goes two different ways, and I can't see to get it fixed, so he loves playing in my hair. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way is death. How many of you think we need to be a lot more committed to just doing what's right in our life? How many of you are going to do what's right, even if you don't get a right result right away, and you're going to just stick in there and do what's right to glorify God? How many of you are going to do what's right if you're the only person that's doing what's right? Now, seven things we must do to stay on the path of righteousness. Seven things. Be willing to live sacrificially, to love Christ and to love others with all of your heart, and to realize that love always equals sacrifice. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Where do you want to go eat tonight, honey? Well, I want to go here. Well, I'd really rather go here. Well, the person who gives in first is actually the greater person, not the one who gets their way. Okay, I'll move on to number two. My gosh, you guys can make it hard sometimes.
Thanks for listening. No matter our life's circumstances, we do not have to walk through them alone. Let's learn to trust the Lord, and instead of trying to be in control, we need to allow God to be our shepherd. Remember, He wants to guide us every day. As we trust Him with each step we take, we can know that God is leading us to victory, a victory and blessing that He promises everyone. Eternal life with Him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Did you know that you can be completely honest with God? David in the Bible certainly was. He poured out his questions and pain and discovered how deeply God loved him through it all. You can too. That's why I'm so excited about this devotional, Daily Devotions from Psalms. As you take time to know God in a deeper way, you will find comfort and peace every single day.
Daily Devotions from Psalms, new from Joyce Meyer. Order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.